Utah's housing market is in relatively good shape, says James Wood of the Gardner Policy Institute.
It's very different than what we had in 2008, 2009 with the Great Recession, where housing really took the brunt of that collapse.
Utah's economy in particular is faring better than most other states at the moment.
Utah now is ranked second among all states in its unemployment rate. It's second lowest only to Kentucky, and we've got an unemployment rate of 5.1%.
Utah's housing market seems to be somewhat insulated, says Wood.
The demand is strong, interest rates are low, so prices have held up, and I would expect that to be the case through the rest of the year.
The CARES Act also protects homeowners. Those with a federally backed mortgage can't face foreclosure. If Congress doesn't act, the program expires at the end of August. But even if it does,
we're not going to see in September, October, November, all of a sudden a huge spike in foreclosures.
Homeowners would still be able to hold off on payments for up to a year, called forbearance. And the foreclosure process can take quite a while. At the moment, listings and sales in Utah are down, says Wood.
Some potential sellers have pulled their listings, waiting for perhaps better times.
According to Wood, that's not due to a lack of interest, and it's not helping the state's pre-existing housing shortage. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.